Hey, Tom Beal here with an important safety message on the ride home. Here I am at a stoplight, and I just want to put this message out because some people reached out asking if this was safe to do. Now, as you can see, right now I'm looking at the camera. I'm at a stoplight. I'm stopped. What you will see when I'm driving is I stay focused on the road, and every once in a while I may glance at the camera, but it is in my direct line of view. It is safer than if someone were in the passenger seat and me looking over to say hi or talk to them in a passenger seat and or out the window staring at a building or a car wreck or something like that. My eyes are focused on the road. I may glance at the camera occasionally, but it is adhered to the windshield. And I've already made up my mind in advance, if something were to go wrong and the camera were to fall, that's okay. I'm not going to be jumping for it or reaching for it. And I'm sharing this just because I think it's very helpful if anyone were to try to attempt what I'm doing. My priority is on safety of myself and others. So I am staying completely focused on the road. There's a light up here that's green, but I'm actually going to have to slow down because people are just starting up. So I'm obviously not going to be looking at the camera when there's situations that need my extreme attention here. Occasionally, when no one's around, I may glance briefly, just as I may glance at the sign there or to a passenger here if someone were here. I'm never going to stare for more than a second or two at the camera because there's no purpose. My purpose is to drive and be safe. Priority that is paramount. And like I said, I predetermined that if something were to go wrong and this secure mount from the windshield were to fall, that's fine. I'll let it fall. I'm not going to grab for it or reach or anything like that. That's just part of knowing in advance what you're going to do if something were to occur like that. On that note, I am a huge I'm a huge advocate of not texting and driving. That is, in my opinion, one of the most dangerous things we can participate in our lives. So if you aren't aware, there's a tool on the iPhone that I'm going to share a secret with you. So if you go to general, if you go to the settings, general, keyboard, there's a thing down at the bottom that's for shortcuts. I created a shortcut that's DN for driving now. And I created a whole long text, like I'm currently driving, and by the way, I'll type DN when I'm at a stoplight and it's safe to quickly open up the phone and type in DN send, and it sends a message saying that I'm currently driving, I'm unable to text now, I will text you when it's safe and when I'm able to. Thank you for understanding. And that's all in a message that comes up when I open up the phone and press DN, which I do at a stoplight that I'm currently stopped and it's safe to do so. Not while driving. I don't even think opening it up and typing DN is still not safe. So that's not a recommendation. When you're properly safe and stopped, maybe even pull over, get in a parking lot and type DN once you create that shortcut so that you don't have to participate in one of the most dangerous things that I feel we can participate in this time and age that we're in. Right now, one of the most dangerous things we can do is to drive. I'm at a stoplight again. Traffic is stopped. And the epitome of dangerous driving is when you're not even looking at the road and you're looking down here texting. And if you really want to get scared, drive down the highway and glance to your left, glance to your right, and see how many people are texting and driving. It's enough to put the fear of God in you. So take care of yourself. Make sure you take care of yourself when you're driving and your passengers and the people surrounding you. Make sure it's 100% focused on safety. I look forward to speaking with you tomorrow. Until then, make today great.